and verse 16. This is the passage that James wrote about, anointing with oil for those who are sick, and the Lord will raise them up, that resurrection power that is available. Praise God. And then we know from this verse about prayer, fervent prayer, effectual fervent prayer. Praise God. The first part of the verse may seem a bit different. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. That's a separate portion from what we know to anoint with oil. But then the reason we can do that is contained in the second sentence, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, a righteous believer, availeth much. Praise God. And so it's very familiar, but I want us to revisit it tonight before we pray, because I want you to again grasp your prayers matter. Your prayers mean a lot. Your prayers are effective. Praise God. I know the enemy would like to belittle it and make it seem as though it's nothing but words, but I'm thankful the Lord hears our cry and is able to do a work. The prayer of faith is so important. One another, you'll notice there, is mentioned a couple of times, and that prayer for one another is so important. If you confess a fault to another, in other words, you're saying, I need for you to help me pray with for this. And it might be something that you feel you're lacking or something that you're needing to be bolstered in, to be strengthened in. It might be a situation that you're going through. But the trust and the love for one another needs to be in place. I know I heard of somebody saying, I'm only telling you this because I need you to pray. When in actuality, what were they doing? Gossiping. So that's not what we're doing. We're trusting that our brother or our sister is going to be praying for us and not running around telling everybody, oh, you know what so-and-so told me? Well, I won't say what should happen to you if you do that. But we pray for one another, situations and needs. It's not like confessing to a priest. We're not doing that. We're asking for prayer. We're asking for support. Praise God, to have a prayer partner. And I think about 1 John 1 and 7. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. I'm thankful that we have that kind of option for the things of the Lord. And walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another. Praise God. What a great and mighty God we serve. Proverbs 28 and 13 comes to mind also in terms of this idea of confessing. Now, this particular verse, Proverbs 28:13, has to do with trying to cover the wrongdoing instead of opening up and forsaking it. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. In other words, you're not on a merry-go-round of confessing, sinning, forsaking, confessing, sinning, or sinning, confessing, forsaking. You know, not that continued cycle. You stop. Praise God. That's what repentance is, asking the Lord for forgiveness and a change. And thank the Lord, it works. It works. Praise God. And the power of the Lord is displayed as we believe him. Of course, praying for the sick is very much a part of this passage of Scripture as well. Anointing with oil, and the Lord will raise up the sick with healing. And then sins forgiven as well. I thought about that man being let down through the roof by his friends because Jesus in the house, there was no room to enter. But they were determined they were going to get their friend to Jesus for healing. And so particles and portions of the roof being torn off, and they lowered the man in. The first thing that Jesus did was, your sins are forgiven. Praise God. And then he said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Two miraculous events happened in that setting. And I'm thankful that's what the Lord is able to do for us. Thank the Lord. Now, we are a part of a body. If you look at 1 Corinthians 12, you know, and other passages, you know how important that is. 1 Corinthians 12 and 26, whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Praise God. That's that, weep with them that weep, rejoice with them that rejoice, and being able to feel the needs in the body and correspondingly reacting and doing what the Lord would direct you to do. Praise God. Praying for one another in the body. I'm thankful that we can read in Acts 12 that prayer was made without ceasing. What for? For Peter, who was in prison. And James had been executed, so they were fearful that Peter was going to suffer the same fate, and so they bombarded heaven with their prayers. And what an incredible answer to that prayer. Peter thought he was seeing a vision. Peter thought he was dreaming. Peter thought this was a trance, that something different was happening. The angel smote him and told him to get up. How'd you like to be awakened by an angel in that manner? Get up and put on your sandals. The Lord expects you to do things. He's not going to do everything. There are things that you have to do. Sure. Amen. And they approached the door. It opened by itself. It went to another door. It opened by itself. Praise God. Electronic automatic doors are not something new with the Lord. And he finds himself out in the street. And he realizes, this isn't a vision. I'm free. I'm delivered. Immediately, he went to Mary's house where he knew there was prayer. Knocks on the door. Rhoda comes to see who it is. She hears Peter's voice and recognizes it. Dashes into the faithful saints who are crying out to God for deliverance for Peter. And they don't believe he's been delivered. God help us to have the faith. Not only to pray and request, but to receive. Amen. And to receive how God wants to bring the answer. Thank the Lord. Now, this passage goes on to name Elijah. Elijah being subject to like passions, like as we are. The Amplified to verse 17 of James 5 says that Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. He had the same physical, mental, and spiritual limitations and shortcomings. But yet, he overcame them by praying earnestly, by praying intensely. And this particular prayer was for it not to rain. And we know that's what happened. It didn't rain for 3.5 years. That would have a tendency to bring a nation to its knees, wouldn't it? Get their attention. Help them to understand you're not in control. You're not in charge. You're not the one who calls the shots. You need to look to one who is greater, more powerful, and far above you. Amen. So, my thoughts are, did he doubt if he's like me? Did he question? Did he hesitate? Did he worry? Was he anxious? That's the way I react sometimes. And stop looking so pious. That's the way you act too. And we all have those problems. And Elijah did as well. But what did he do? He prayed. He prayed. Amen. He reached out to the Lord. Now, we know after the great victory of fire falling upon the altar, consuming the sacrifice, consuming the wood, evaporating the water, burning up the stones and the dust. My word, that was some kind of fire. Praise God. And then he prayed again. And it rained. Now, two victories, one after the other. Where did we find Elijah? A man subject to like passions as we are, he's sitting under the juniper tree. He's wishing he could die. And the funny thing is, Jezebel would have accommodated him very quickly if that was what God wanted. But what God gave him was rest and food. Sometimes when you're feeling really stressed out, when you're feeling on the verge of depression or a nervous breakdown, whatever that feels like, there's just time that you've got to rest and you've got to eat. And this situation was there for Elijah. In fact, it was so important that an angel fed him. Elijah had quite the delivery system, didn't he? Ravens fed him, then a widow fed him, and now angels are feeding him. Fast food delivery. Pretty incredible. But now he gets up from the juniper tree and he goes to a cave. And I wonder if he had second thoughts while he was standing in that cave, because a wind came, a wind so strong that rocks were falling off the mountain. What do you think that wind sounded like at the mouth of the cave? Wow. It just seems that when wind is going by an opening, you know, a crack in your window or in your door, you get that whistle, you get that roar. I'm sure that Elijah was wondering, what am I doing here? You know, the Lord asked him, what doest thou here, Elijah? He probably had second thoughts about it as well. And then the earthquake, the shaking of where he was, and probably some dust dribbling down on him, some stones falling down the sides of the cave. He probably wondered, should I get out of here or what should I do? And then the roar of a fire and the heat of that fire. Now, remember, he's not a stranger to fire coming, because that fire fell on the altar that he prayed about. And now here the Lord again is demonstrating a sensational move of fire. But God wasn't going to speak to him in those sensational manners. Sometimes we set parameters and boundaries on God that he's not going to operate in. You got to let God be God. You know, we give him a lot of advice. Lord, it would be good if you would answer like this. God, I'd sure like for you to do that. You know, just make your requests and then be quiet. And let the Lord speak to you. Let the Lord help you. Amen. And that still small voice that came after those three sensational supernatural demonstrations of his power. And the still small voice is what he needed. And it gave him direction. And again, the Lord asked him, what doest thou here, Elijah? In other words, I've got other things for you. I've got other purposes, other needs that you need to respond to. And it was important for him to be able to follow through on that. Praise God. Now, he's still feeling quite alone. You ever feel alone? You ever feel like nobody understands? That you're the only one going through this. And he complained to the Lord in that manner. Because he's a man like passions as we are. We complain, we murmur, we carry on. God help us to eliminate those things in favor of faith. But that's what happened. And then the Lord answered, how many thousand have not bowed the knee to Baal? How many did it say? 7,000? That's quite a few. And just remember that sometimes when you feel alone, there are a lot of people who can pray for you. There are a lot of people who can lift you up before the Lord. Amen. And thank God that we're able to continue that prayer. And we know that Elijah prayed 7 times for it to rain. Kept sending his servant, do you see anything? Nothing. Go again. And again, 7 times. And finally, he came back with the report, "I see a cloud the size of a man's hand." Now, perspective, you know, is different. So what was it? Well, we don't know. The important thing is it began to rain. Amen. The power of the Lord was demonstrated again. And I like how verse 18 in James 5 says, "The earth brought forth fruit." And that's the way the Lord is able to produce. Because 3.5 years without rain, that's pretty much a drought that is going to wreak havoc upon all the plant life. But it rained and the earth brought forth fruit. Praise God. The crops and natural plants were watered as the heaven gave rain. And thank God there was fruit in the spiritual sense as well. Because when the fire fell, Israel cried out, "The Lord, He is God." Amen. And hopefully that repentance was there. But in the cave, the still small voice told Elijah who to anoint as kings and to get his protege, Elisha, to be the prophet in his stead. So the Lord gave direction, and the Lord provided. And so, what an amazing story. But here's the word I want to focus on for the remainder of our time here before we go to prayer. That word is much. Much. In the Greek, much means abundant. It means plenteous. And the dictionary definition for much pretty much goes along the same lines. Great in quantity or amount. More than is expected. More than enough. And I'm thankful that in this aspect, we can trust that God is ready to give us much more. And it's interesting that our use of much sometimes is negative. Someone asks about something, how we're feeling, what we're doing, what we're involved in, and sometimes our response is not much. And then we've added so to it, to the modern vernacular, not so much, when we're saying that something is not going as well as we would like, or a feeling or a direction. But much more. Everybody say much more. That's a powerful, powerful truth, especially about what God is able to do for us. In Romans 5, verse 19, or verse 9 rather, Romans 5, we're justified by his blood and saved from wrath because he is able to do much more. In verse 10, we are reconciled and saved by his life. That resurrection power is able to lift us up. Verse 15, the gift of the grace of God abounded. There's that abundance aspect of the Lord providing for us. Verse 17 repeats that abundance. The abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness by life of Jesus Christ. And then verse 20, grace is much more abounding than sin. Notice the emphasis on abundance there. That's the much that the Lord wants us to focus on. The much that he wants us to have in our vocabulary and our understanding. The much that he wants us to pray with and the anticipation that is there. Hebrews 9 and 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? I'm thankful for the from and to. The Lord doesn't leave us where he found us. He changes us. He improves us. He redeems us. He saves us. He sanctifies us. He cleanses us. He delivers us. Praise God. Those are dynamic changes that God wants to make sure are in effect in our lives. We change from dead works to serve the living God. What a great and mighty God we serve. Amen. I'm thankful that 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 lets us know that new creatures in Christ can have old things pass away and all things become new, because that's the change that God wants to bring in our life. Don't hold on to those old things, the good old days. No, they weren't. No, not at all. But the Lord does want to move you into good days, into more than enough days, praise God, in abundance of His blessing and His power. And thank God, His blood changes us and cleanses us from all sin, as we read earlier. And I'm thankful that the power of the Lord is there. In Luke 11, the Lord talked about fathers giving good gifts to their children. And He incidentally was mainly food items, and children are hungry. Children like to eat, and so he mentions the food aspects that are there because they're essential, because it's necessary, because you're not going to live very long if you don't have an intake of food. And so in verse 13 of Luke 11, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? I'm thankful we found out how much more. Praise God. And it is essential than food, even more essential than food. And thank the Lord we're able to know those blessings and that strength that we have on Him. And the Spirit, of course, is what the Lord spoke about many times. And after the resurrection, He emphasized it even more. He breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." He told them, "I send the promise of my Father. Tarry until you be endued with power from on high. You shall receive power after that. The Holy Ghost has come upon you." Why do you need that power? Why is it essential that you be endued with that power, receiving that power? Because prayer is warfare. Warfare is where you're going to move into. Amaziah was a king of Judah. He was facing an army that was great, and he needed some help, so he hired some mercenaries, 100,000 mighty men of valor. And he paid them 100 talents of silver. One estimate is that's 528,000. That's a pretty good sum. But the prophet came to him and said, "You are not to ally with them. You are not to hire those mercenaries. If you insist on doing so, you will fall before the enemy." And the king, realizing he had just parted with 100 talents of silver, said to the man of God, "But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I've given to the army of Israel?" I like the way the man of God answered. "The Lord is able to give you much more than this." Praise God. And so when you're facing a struggle, when you're in spiritual warfare, when you're in a battle, and you think you need this resource, you need that resource, remember the Lord is able to give you much more. Praise God, and His power will be displayed. Yes, there are adversaries. Paul acknowledged that. A great door and effectual is open to me, but there are many adversaries. And it didn't stop him. It didn't slow him down. It didn't turn him around, because he also wrote, "In nothing terrified by your adversaries." I'm thankful that we can step forward knowing your adversary, the devil, goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, trying to terrify, trying to paralyze, trying to stop. But praise God, resist him, the Bible says. Resist him steadfast in the faith, and you will see the hand of God displayed and the power of the Lord that will be there. Resistance is a whole lot better than cowering. Resistance is a whole lot more necessary than being intimidated. Moving into the realm of knowing the blessing of the Lord that is there is so important. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, Praise God. I'm thankful that's more than just a parenthetical statement that the apostle makes in 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. It's something very powerful that we can grab a hold of and understand this is what God can do through you. This is how the Lord can display his power through you. Praise God. And the blessings that are there are so wonderful. Revelation 12 and 11, in the face of the accuser, the one who's going to bring up your past, the one who's going to say you're too weak, the one who's going to say you're not going to have victory, you're going to be conquered, you're not going to conquer, you're going to be overcome, you're not going to overcome. The one who reminds us of that, the Bible lets us know in verse 11, the blood of the Lamb and your testimony is how you're going to overcome. Praise God. I'm thankful for the blood of the Lamb that cleanses me, the blood of the Lamb that protects me, the blood of the Lamb that heals me, the blood of the Lamb that brings me into the presence of the Lord. And I know how good he is to bring forth that kind of power. Praise God. But testimony? Testimony? How are you able to overcome with that? Let me tell you why. Because it reminds you of where the Lord brought you from and what he brought you through with victory and power. And that in turn reminds the devil of where he's going. Praise God. As the church is going up, the devil's going down. Don't let him take you with him. Amen. Thank God that we can know the armor that we put on and take unto us, like the Bible directs us to, the whole armor of God. And know that we can stand with that helmet, with that breastplate, with that belt, the shoes, the shield, the sword. Praise God. And know we are prepared for battle. It's not for looks. It's for something that you put into effect. And know that God is able to bring forth great victory. But don't forget verse 18. Ephesians 6 and 18. We need to have that one on the screen, Brother Levi, because it's part of the armor, and this part oftentimes is overlooked. It's forgotten. It's left aside. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praise God. There's that praying for one another. Thank God that there can be that kind of effect. There can be that kind of success. There can be that kind of compassion. There can be that kind of sharing together and knowing that prayer is effective. Praise God. And the blessing of the Lord is there that is so wonderful. So yes, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous believer avails much. Amen. And thank God we can be fervent in our prayers. And the reaching high C, you know, or volume is not necessary, but we can bring our needs before the Lord. The righteous cry, Psalm 34 and 17 says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Praise God. That deliverance is there by the hand of the Lord until there's ultimately going to be the deliverance into his presence. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 19 emphasizes that aspect of deliverance. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful that all of our troubles, all of our afflictions, the Lord is able to take care of. He's able to bring forth the results. He's able to provide in a special way. Praise God. What a great and mighty God. Amen. I'm thankful that those prayers avail much. There are times that I feel like my prayers are not being effectual, and they're certainly not fervent, but I'm thankful that the Lord is able to step in, praise God, and bring forth that result that I'm believing him for, even better than what I advised him or what I counseled him to do. Amen. And thank the Lord. It's always going to be that way. You're never going to be able to outsmart the Lord. You're never going to be able to come up with a better solution, a stronger deliverance, a greater answer. Oh, no. Amen. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Praise God. And oh, I'm thankful when we surrender to the Lord in that manner, what great things our God can do for his people. Hallelujah. And thank the Lord that we're able to believe him and trust him and know his goodness and his blessing. Now, in our prayer time here tonight, I have five categories that I have identified, and I want us to join in prayer together in. And they will go on the screen. If you'd put restoration up, Brother Levi, Brother Mike is going to come and lead us in prayer. In restoration, if we were to have everyone who once knew the Lord, everyone who once was filled with the Spirit and baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, everyone in this area to return to church this Sunday, we'd have to say, those with the last names A through M, come to the 11 o'clock service. Those with the last names beginning N through Z, come back at 1 o'clock. We'll have another service. Praise God, because there would be so many. Amen. And that's what I'm believing for. Restoration. A restoration. Praise God. I want that refreshing. I want that renewal. I want that return. Amen. Come, Brother Mike, lead us in prayer now.
Amen. Join together in this prayer. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to pray first for the church restoration, Lord. I pray that you would restore to the church all things that Pastor Glover has been talking about. We would understand together the unity and the importance of it, Lord, that we'd be one as you are one. And I pray, Lord, that you would give us that renewing and refreshing in our minds, that we would be able to understand and know your perfect will for each one of our lives, that we would get in tune with your heartbeat, Lord, that we would hear what you are saying in the Spirit, that we would see what you are doing in the Spirit, that we would begin to touch and feel and be touched with those things that are spiritual, not physical, not be affected by the things that we're seeing on the outside, but our spirits would become alive and we would be in tune with what you're doing and where you're doing it, Lord. I pray a restoration of intercessory prayer, a restoration of travail would break forth in the church, that we would go forth bearing precious seed as we're weeping, and that we would begin to plant those seeds that have already been planted, that our weeping would bring forth fruit. In Jesus Christ, Lord, we're looking for, as Pastor Glover said, a restoration of those things which have been lost. But I pray a restoration here of strength for us, Lord. Strength and rest and refreshing by your Spirit. Strength in our bodies physically. Strength in our bodies spiritually. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything working together as you've designed it to work. And Lord, we're looking for those lost sons and daughters to come to themselves, Lord. That's all we need them to do is come to themselves. There's not one devil in hell that can stop a son or daughter who comes to himself. They're going to make their way to the Father's house. Not one thing can stop them once they come to themselves. I pray our lost sons and daughters would come to themselves. Fear not, for I'm with thee. I'll bring thy seed from the east. Gather thee from the west. Say to the north, give up. South, keep not back. Bring thy sons from afar, daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone. It's called by my name, for I created them. For my glory I formed them. Yea, I have made them. That's what you said. That's what we speak and declare now, right now, into existence. They are going to come from the north, east, west, and south. They're going to pick themselves up. And then those ones that we can gently restore, as Galatians 6:1 talks about, we are going to do it in the spirit of meekness, understanding that we're weak ourselves and that we are nothing special except for you. And I pray that we would come together, not be the older brother, but have the spirit of the Father in us, in this lost son, Luke 15, that we would be the ones that would run to the lost sons and daughters. We would be the ones that put on the garments, the sandals and the ring, and that we would be the ones that rejoice and kill the fatted calf and celebrate each one as they come in and restore them to the place that you have placed them in your kingdom, whether that be high or low. We thank you, Lord, you're going to restore the years, Brother Denny, that the locust, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, canker worm,
That great army you sent, all those years that they spent destroying, you are going to restore them to us. And I'm thankful for that, because I have a lot of wasted years that I caused. And I claim that promise for me. And let's claim it for each other. And let's claim it for this church. Lord, there's many things that we need restoring. You said Elias would restore all things. I pray that the anointing and power of Elijah would be of an effect in this day and age, and that you would bring the hearts of the fathers back to the sons, sons to the fathers. Prepare the way of the Lord. And Lord, finally, I pray you would bring this country back to one nation under God. One nation under God, I pray. Bring us back. Restore this country, I pray. By your great mercy, I beg. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ. I beseech thee, Lord. One nation under God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Amen. Deliverance, Brother Levi. Thank the Lord that God brings deliverance. Amen. Fear seems to be gripping our nation. Fear seems to be running rampant in society. A lot of people stepping away from the word of the Lord that would help us to deal with fear. But I'm thankful our God brings deliverance. Amen. Amen. Deliverance from afflictions and addictions. Deliverance from past failures. And the devil loves to remind you of those things. But we're going to pray for deliverance. Sister Annette, come lead us in prayer here now. Amen. Let's trust the Lord that there would be that demonstration of his love and grace in abundance for deliverance. Thank the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, claim
God. Lord, I just thank you for the deliverance that we've already seen in this house right now, Lord. And I just come against the spirit of fear right now. I bind it right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Pray that there would be no more fear, Lord, no more fear of living for you, and no more fear of what the enemy whispers into our ears, Lord Jesus. I bind that spirit of fear, Lord, that comes against us at the night, that says we can't do it, Lord. Lord, I bind that spirit of addiction right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The lives that have been lost, Lord. I pray that no more lives will be lost to addiction right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, that spirit of addiction would be broken right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I plead the blood over all those that are fighting addiction right now. In the name of Jesus, that there would be freedom right now. In your name, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, break those chains off those people trying to get free of the darkness right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, lead them out, Lord. Lead them out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I just pray that you'll just free us in our minds, Lord Jesus, from our past failures, Lord. You know that you have come to set us free from that, Lord, that you throw them all into the sea of forgetfulness when we have asked you for forgiveness, Lord, of all those things that we've done in the past, Lord, and that you remember them no more. And Lord, we just claim that right now, that we would have freedom in our minds from the past that comes to condemn us when it no longer should have a hold over us. I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood over our minds, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the freedom that you bring us, Lord Jesus, from fear, from addiction, and from our past failures, Lord. We just thank you for that freedom that you give us, in your name, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Now we're going to pray for our military. I especially have been feeling a burden for those who are serving God in the military. It's not the most welcoming atmosphere, not the most supportive. The language, the lifestyle is very much opposed to truth and the Word of God, but there are those who are serving God. Amen. Amen. Brother Mike had a sergeant, right, in San Antonio, or somewhere, wherever you were there in Texas. She was very supportive, very encouraging. Serve God. Amen. And so we want to pray especially for those who are living for God in the military, that they will stand up strong. And they will have an opportunity for witness, for testimony. Amen. Their families will be saved. Their families will stay in the faith. A lot of temptations, a lot of things that would come against them. But we're believing God to do a work. Amen. And as the seed is planted, there will be the growth. There will be the increase. Amen. Come, Sister Megan, lead us in prayer.
Praise God. I'm going to walk around, and I'm going to ask for some help, because I know there are some people that have active duty family members. So please pray with me. Lord Jesus, as a mother, I pray, Lord, for peace. I pray for peace and for direction, Lord Jesus, on lives and on decisions and on the future that it's going to hold, Lord. If there were to be some insane disaster tomorrow, Lord, I pray that you would protect our family. You would protect them and shield them against all enemies. And like Pastor said, their wives, their spouses, and their children. And you will guide their steps. Lord, we ask for peace, peace for the decisions that are going to be made, no matter what the administrations change or do, Lord, that you will guide them, you will protect them. They will be a strong army for our country and for our nation. Lord, that they would ask for the help that they need and the resources that are available to them. Thank you so very much for providing ways for veterans and for those that have suffered and given in deployments and everything. But Lord, I pray that the suicide rate would reverse, that they would take the appropriate steps that they would need, and they would be guided, Lord, guided by your light and your love. Shakanda kamoto torim, la la liono no iti ashko, la 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 liondo shendrom borori andari aki ambososim, shendrom dora materi abavaki indiondrom, la 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 hiondo hiondo hiamasha ki ambososam, i la la ando ondorim boshokondro ondora la la hi omoshako.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. There's a saying that we've heard. If revival happens, nothing else matters. If revival doesn't happen, nothing else matters. It all hinges on revival. We need to see the hand of God displayed. We need to see the Spirit of the Lord come forth. If you have had cross-country flights at night, and you'll see city lights down below, and I've flown over and I've wondered, oh God, do they have a church preaching the truth? Oh God, can you bring somebody that would bring truth to them? I want Becca to come and pray for revival. Amen. That there would be salvation that is available for souls no matter where they are. The growth of churches, the cities that need churches, these are just the starting point.
In
In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, Lord, I reach out to every village, Lord Jesus, every city, Lord, every remote place, Lord Jesus, where it seems, Lord, that there is desolation, Lord, that there is emptiness, Lord, that there is nothing there, Lord, and I speak life, Lord Jesus, into these regions, Lord, life in your spirit, Lord Jesus, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you would move on the hearts of an individual, Lord, that you would send forth your word, Lord, that you would send forth workers, Lord. Workers, Lord, just to plant, Lord Jesus. Workers to tend, Lord Jesus. Workers for the harvest, Lord, that you would move in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Lord, that the revelation of who you are, Lord Jesus, Lord, that your truth, Lord Jesus, would be revealed, Lord, to individuals that are hungrily seeking after you, Lord Jesus, Lord. Open their eyes as they read the word, Lord Jesus. Pour out your spirit in prayer meetings, Lord. Move in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Yes, in Jesus' name, Lord, send forth, Lord Jesus, Lord, workers, Lord Jesus, to work in these places, Lord Jesus, Lord. Lord Jesus, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would bless, Lord, churches, Lord, with a spirit of boldness, Lord, that they would be able to go forth into their communities, Lord, and that they would use the keys, Lord Jesus, that you've given them, Lord, to reach their communities, to reach their families, Lord, and that churches would grow, Lord, that they would grow strong, Lord, and that they wouldn't just grow, that they would make disciples, Lord Jesus, that way it would just keep going and just keep going, Lord. I praise you, Lord, for what you're doing. I worship you, mighty God. I thank you, mighty God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. He came to seek and to save the lost. I'm so thankful that he found you, he found me, and there are so many, many others that he needs to find, and they need to find out how great God is. Amen. The powerful name of Jesus Christ to remit every sin, the powerful blood of Jesus to cleanse them, to cover them, protect them, and heal them. Amen. I'm thankful for the healing. We rejoiced at Brother Lamas' report that two transplants happened today, liver and kidney. Praise God. Amen. And we're believing the Lord that there's going to be the raising up. Oh, what a testimony. Hallelujah. What a testimony. How great God is. Amen. But many times when we put our prayer needs up, the majority of them are for healing. Many of them are for areas that we are believing God to touch and heal. Praise God. And we're going to claim that again. Amen. Stand with me as we have Sister Glover come lead us in prayer for healing. Oh, yes, we know our God's a healer. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we know that you took stripes on your back for the healing of our nation, for the healing of your people. And I pray, God, now, especially, Lord, that you would heal our dear Sister Lamas, God, as she's recovering from surgery, that you would strengthen her body. I pray, God, that her body would not reject these new organs that have been placed there. I know you allowed this for a reason, God. It was your will for her to go through this, and I know, God, that you will help her heal well. Lord, that she can continue to be a support to her husband. I pray for those that we love that have cancer. I pray, God, for our nephew Robert. Lord, that you would heal his body, but most importantly, God, that he would return to you. I pray for Sister Herring. I pray, God, for your healing for her body. that you would remove the cancer, that you would strengthen her. I pray for Edie Huffman, God, that you would heal her body from cancer, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, for lung diseases. I pray against COPD. I pray for your strength. I pray that you would renew Michael's lungs in the name of Jesus Christ. David Gilbert's lungs in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray, God, you would remove the effects of emphysema, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray against heart disease. I pray your healing, God, for those that are suffering with high blood pressure and other problems, God, heartbeats that are too fast. I pray, God, your healing for them now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for your healing for arthritis, other joint pain, God. I pray, God, for Sister Donna as she's recovering from shoulder surgery. Lord, that her shoulder would even be better than it was before surgery, God. I know that you can do this. I pray against asthma in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for your healing, God. I pray, God, for your healing for minds, for brains that have been injured, God. Traumatic brain injuries, God, like Tessa Bunnell. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray your healing for her now. I pray for those whose brains are damaged from drug abuse. God, I pray you would renew their minds now in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those who have chemical imbalance in their brain causing depression. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for your healing, God. I pray, oh Lord, that you would just move now. Lord, we thank you. I pray, God, you would release your gifts of healing now. I pray, Lord, for emotional healing. Lord, I pray, God, that you would heal those that have the spirit of heaviness, God, that need inner healing, those that were abused as children, that were abused as they were growing up, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray you would take away that. Come, and I pray, God, for your comfort and your help, Lord. I pray, God, for your healing for the brokenhearted. That was one reason that you came, to heal the brokenhearted and to bind up their wounds. I pray for those that are in great sorrow now, God, that you would help them, Lord, to receive the joy that only you can give, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray that you would give hope to those that are in despair. And I pray, God, they would be anointed with the oil of gladness, that they would put on the garment of praise, God. Lord, you promised that you would turn our mourning into dancing, that you would turn our sorrow into joy. And we ask you for that now. And Lord Jesus, I ask you now for healing for us spiritually. I pray for healing among our church members, God. Help us, Lord, to love one another. Help us to be forgiving with one another. Help us not to hold grudges. Help us not to be unbelievers, God, but to believe you, to take you at your word, to hold your word, to learn your word, to know that it is such a gift to us, to hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against you, God. Draw us close to you. Help us, O Lord, to be used of you, God, to allow you to move through us the way you want to, that you will cleanse us within. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask these things and thank you, God, for your victory, for your glory, God. Lord, in the dark times that you are our light, I thank you, God. And help us, Lord, just to hold on to you and know that you are our healer in every circumstance, inside and out. Lord, I praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Rejoice in the Lord here for a few minutes now. Amen. Amen. I want to invite anybody who needs to be anointed with oil to come and stand now. Amen. Anybody who needs prayer for healing, whatever the healing capacity you need to receive, we're going to believe the Lord. We're going to trust Him. Praise God. And we're going to rely upon the Lord, as there's no one like Him. Amen. We believe for physical healing, and that's the area perhaps that is most prevalent and when we're thinking of healing. But thank God He heals our emotions. Thank God He heals our minds. Amen. And the spiritual deficits that we might feel and have a difficulty overcoming, the Lord steps in with His power. Oh, my. And His healing touch. How great and how wonderful. Please come and stand with these now in prayer. Amen. We're going to believe together that God's going to do a healing work. Amen. In the name of